The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kobe and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiast, and welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with my co-hosts, Benjamin Salas and Kavi Rose, joining me from all their respective corners of the world where it looks very nice and sunny. And we have another really fun episode for you. Someone remind me what element this episode case is being named after.
Beryllium.
Beryllium. Mm-hmm. I need to put a periodic table in my office, apparently. And an apology to listeners for last week's episode. I did a sound, and apparently it was very hard for people to hear what that was. I use headphones when I record and when I edit, and so headphones are magnificently more good at amplifying sound than just your ambient like TV radio. So that would be probably why you didn't hear it. I will tell you what it was. It was actually Perseverance picking up the sound of Ingenuity flying.
I thought it was the sound of silence.
We did get some good guesses, but we didn't get them.
Yeah, and it was faint, to be fair, even in my headphones. I just didn't realize that it wouldn't translate well from my medium of listening to somebody else's. So I apologize. I will think a little bit better about the sounds that I use going forward. But yes, we had some black hole guesses. And so for those of you who did take a stab at it, I do apologize again for that sound quality. That was my fault. But we shall maybe revisit a sound next week. But for this week, we have our beryllium fun facts presented by Kavi. And what other, or do you have other fun facts you'd like to present with us today?
Well, I couldn't look past beryllium. I mean, beryllium is obviously everyone's favorite element, and we all know so much about it.
Obviously. Right.
But I mean, the thing that I couldn't look past is the fact that beryllium is the element that's used for the James Webb telescope's mirror. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it was gold, but there's
also beryllium in there? Beryllium actually has a lot of really interesting thermal properties, and for that reason it was chosen to be used to make this enormous mirror that actually, if it had been constructed of the same glass and aluminum coating that Hubble's mirror had, it would have been way too heavy and would have been all sorts of problems with the launch. And yeah, that's why they used beryllium.
Okay.
Awesome.
Interesting. Yeah. And does beryllium have a, I'm sorry, I feel like my lack of chemistry knowledge is like glaring right now, but does it have a reflective, is it shiny, similar to gold?
So from my understanding, beryllium is basically a mineral that is found within beryl stones. So beryl stones are things like emeralds. I think beryl comes from like the Greek of bluish green stone or something like that. And so basically you have different classes of, you know, precious gems like emeralds that contain a lot of beryllium. So it's kind of like a glassy type substance. And then, you know, like glass, as it gets shined and coated, it will, you know, become more and more reflective and can be used as a mirror.
Okay. Well, that is your fun fact science moment with Kavi. And Benjamin, what are you going to bring to the show today? Because you had, when we started this new show format, you had like a slew of like, we could do this and we could do this and this and this. So I'm kind of giving you like this dealer's choice of what would you like to share today?
I don't know which way to go.
So many choices.
Spheres are at the heart of quantum flux drive technology as expressed, described in the Galaxy Quest movie.
Yes.
And so I had to get that out there because there's
Gosh, I haven't watched it in so long.
It's such a good
movie. I actually
watched
it yesterday just because of this. I do have some science fact of the day type stuff. This is going to be airing on September 3rd. So happy astronaut birthday, September 3rd, to NASA astronaut Sherwood Spring, who brought the most 80s looking mustache to space you've ever seen.
Fantastic.
Shuttle flight STS-61. On this day In 1976, the Viking 2 touched down on Mars and took the very first photo from the surface of Mars. So today, September 3rd, is a very big day. And one more fun fact about September 3rd is that in the year 1752, September 3rd didn't exist. The Roman era Julian calendar had fallen so far out of whack with the solar cycle that in 1752, Britain and the American colony said, we're going to skip September 3rd all the way through September 13th.
Holy cow.
One day was September 2nd. The next day was September 14th. And from that moment on, they've been following the Gregorian calendar and embracing leap years and leap minutes and stuff like that ever since.
Wow.
But they had to start somewhere and they had to do it drastically, and they pulled the Band-Aid off in 1752 and lost a week.
There's a whole group of kids were probably like, I didn't get to celebrate my birthday.
I gotta imagine being one of the people who just wasn't aware that this was a thing done for calendar reasons, and suddenly everyone around them was just like, what do you mean, man? It's next week. And, you know, somebody who had a pretty hard night the night before was like, damn, how much did I drink? What happened? I drank myself 2 weeks into the future.
It'd be an epic prank, right? Hey, but it's not even a prank. It's just like, hey, Frank, sorry. Today is the 14th. What? I had that job interview. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, you missed out. And, you know, I learned this when I went to Nepal that for some reason, I just kind of assumed we all followed the same calendar. But, you know, there were buildings in Nepal that are like dedicated in the year 2026. And you're like, what? And it's because, we're not everyone follows the same calendar by like years. I sometimes my boyfriend's like, how do you not know these things? And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know things. I did not know that. So, but yeah, that's awesome. And I also kind of really want to do an homage to the fact that you say Gregorian calendar and Gregorian chants and be like, all righty then.
I just have lots of Monty Python imagery coming.
Yeah, I'm just picturing the donk.
Yes,
exactly. Oh gosh, we have yet to fully unleash our senses of humor and full nerdy glory to this audience. You listeners don't get to see these behind the scene chats that we have and all the memes and the gifs that get tossed back and forth. And like, Kavi, is he your art form of meme creation? It literally inspires me. So if you are not following,
at home, he's voguing right now.
I know he is. Fun fact, science. And if you're not following science, actually science, depending on where you are on YouTube, I suppose you guys maybe have a YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, go find these two gentlemen, because not only are they hilarious, they also post really informative and interesting facts. Like, I learned a very interesting fact today from science, I don't know, on TikTok, but your post about how many times collectively the rockets were used for the shuttle missiles that are now on SLS. I don't remember that number, but you,
it was 21.
Yeah.
The four combined. RS-25 engines on the bottom of the center of the four main engines that are running that are not the boosters for SLS. They've all flown on shuttle missions before.
Right. And collectively you added up how many times they've flown. Yes. So
some of them have flown together before. So they're friends already.
Except for that third one, that one we're not speaking to at the moment.
The one that the check engine light was on. Yeah.
We'll get there. Yeah. My point being that if you don't follow these guys, please go do that. They're just hilarious. And I could not enjoy the content that they put out on a regular basis. And I am also SpaceCaseSarah22 on Instagram, but I'm SpaceCaseSarah everywhere. And you also, as a reminder, can go to iRockSpaceRadio.com and follow the social media accounts of our station. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And you also can sign up for our crew club. So you put in your information, tell them your t-shirt size, and bada bing, bada boom, you will get a sweet, cool t-shirt from iRock Space Radio, which, by the way, I do have getting sent your way, gentlemen, an extra special welcome to the crew pack. And Yeah, we're going to talk today about Artemis. We looked last week at Apollo, and I found some fun facts about Apollo. I don't have as many fun facts about Artemis, but I think that it's just the biggest space conversation that is happening in this industry right now. And honestly, I kind of have a sneaky hunch that maybe on the 3rd, it might have launched. I've been hearing a lot of mixed rumors on the ground that there might be a weather system developing in the Atlantic that could be moving in that direction over the weekend that could foil the plans. And as of this time of recording right now, we still don't know what is going to be said in the press conference that's coming in about 2 hours. So kind of the catch-22 of recording in advance so that we have this awesome content for you. We're like one step behind on whatever is relevant current news. So we'll find out. If you're listening and you're like, geez, they're talking about it and it already launched, everything went well, then great. We're super happy. We're so excited that it went all to plan. And if not, well, oh darn, we're eagerly awaiting with you right now. So we're going to talk Artemis.
Oh my God, look at that.
And then, right. Oh, darn. Yeah. Next. Yeah. This is the part where you hit pause. It's like a choose your own adventure book. If Artemis had launched, press one. Oh my God. No, it was amazing. Did you see? Oh, it was just flawless. And oh, or if it didn't launch, press two.
I feel like
wow.
All of space Twitter has like two folders of memes prepared, like successful Artemis launch memes and like epic failure launch memes.
Ah, the internet is fast, ready. You. I mean,
space Twitter was fast with the memes for engine number 3. They were everywhere. Everywhere.
It was fantastic. I love it so much. All right, we're going to take our quick radio break, our little break here that we say quick, but we do realize it can be a little bit lengthy, this first chunk. So please bear with it as we get through some music. And when we return, we will talk Artemis. And I mean, enjoy the space music while you wait. You know, watch some stuff on Artemis. Get in the vibe, get in the feel. And we will probably have a lot more to talk about space memes and space Twitter. So hang in there. You are listening to the Space K Sarah Show with my co-hosts, Kavi Rose and Benjamin Salas, here on iRock Space Radio.